We're going to talk now about the cinema because planning permission has been recently granted for a new cinema and leisure centre in Listowel, and the man behind it is the man behind the campaign of Save Our Cinema Listowel, Tom McGilligott. Tom, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
I'm very good, Tom, and thanks for talking to us in the programme this morning. Now, tell me about this and tell me what the plans are at this point, now that I know planning with conditions has been secured.
So look, Jerry, first of all, I have to give a shout out to Jack Joy of the Carrieman, who rang the story yesterday, and I presume that's the reason you rang me for today. So Jack knows how to tell a good story, and fair dues to him. So I need to sort of say that at the outset. So in terms of what we're doing here in Listowel, it's very simple. We're essentially repurposing an old building, which is 80 years old this year, into a multi-purpose leisure and entertainment centre, including a two-screen, 150-seat cinema, amusements, arcade, greenway tours, and a mobile drinks unit or a food truck at the front. So it's all good. Very delighted that planning permission came so promptly. I was quietly confident that it would happen, but you never really know how these things work out. So we appreciate Kerry County Council coming back to us so quickly.
And this is a repurposing of the old FCA barracks.
It is indeed. So there was about 70 of these particular buildings around the country that were called Slewa Halls. And the one in Listowel, I think, closed its doors in 2013. It was sold in at a public auction and was bought by a local businessman who received planning permission to demolish it and build a veterinary centre. So he didn't change his mind. And It's been on sale for a while, I think more or less the same time as the cinema across the road, and we had looked at it. They were looking for a lot more money for 3 years ago, and then a different auctioneer took it over, and the local auctioneer rang me before Christmas and said, look, it's back on the market for $99,000, so here we are.
Okay, so what is it going to take from this point, I suppose, Tom? And what will it be like? Let's say you have to go ahead, you're going to do it. What's your vision for it, I suppose? And you mentioned it's a leisure centre as well, a leisure complex, I suppose, as well as just being a cinema.
So basically, I'm here in the hall at the moment, and I'm facing the gable, the north-facing gable, where we have an 8-metre screen by 3.7 meters in height, and it's what's called a cinema scope. It's a really wide screen, so that particular screen will accommodate roughly 100 people. The reception area will be at the back wall as you come in the door, and then as you come in there will be sort of some amusements. So consider an air hockey table, a kids carousel, some claw machines, something that people might be familiar with in Ballybunion at the Pavilion and Ballerina. So at the other side, then we will have more of a mature or more for more of an adult theme with some virtual reality machines and stuff like that. And essentially, it's just to draw people in. And the Arc Cinema Group has actually, that's where I got the idea a couple of years ago. They actually have used this very successfully above in Drogheda and Navan. And you get crowds of young people just coming in and then going to see a movie afterwards. So that's okay, what it will so look it's like not, when you come in the door.
Yeah, it's not just a cinema. It's got something else going for it as well to attract people in and to provide that sort of service in a town like Listowel, which has been without a cinema for some time now.
Well, for just the 3 years or when it actually closed in January 22. So, yeah, so we're calling it Entertainment and Leisure Centre. It's aimed at families and young people. And, you know, I suppose in a town like Listowel, we've invested a lot in what I call the nostalgia industry in the square. And we were looking after certain demographics. But I think people, and when I say people, planners and politicians, have kind of forgotten really about sort of young people and families. And I see this all the time in Tralee, in the Omniplex. You know, it's packed to the weekends. And I often wonder in the soul, like, what do people do? And generally, they don't do anything.
Yeah.
So that's part of the reason we're doing this.
So you're trying to provide that sort of element of it. And look, from that, is it going to be a cooperative? Is it going to be privately run? Have you, you know, what's the plan for the business case for it? Are you confident it would work,
so
I guess?
It's privately run. I suppose I'm fortunate in the 3 years since the cinema across the way closed that I did a lot of research, including the cinema in Yall, the Regal, which went up for sale there last year. I spent a lot of time in Yall looking at the financials on that. We forensically examined it over 5 years. They shared all the financials, so we're aware of what it takes to run this particular operation. So it will be privately controlled for the time being. There may be some equity release at some stage, either to members of the town or to private individuals, but for the moment it will be privately controlled.
Okay, all right. And look, why are you doing this, Tom? Have you a love of cinema? Do you is that where it comes from?
There's a great movie at the moment, Jerry, called F1. It's the Formula One movie with Brad Pitt and our own Kerry Condon. And I saw it for the third time there in the Omniplex in Tralee at the weekend, just for, only cost me €2 with my Omni pass. But there's a great line in it at the start where Brad Pitt, who plays this washed-up rally driver who's been kind of enticed by Javier Bardem to come back to race Formula One, and he asks, he's in a cafe and he asked the waitress, you know, like, should he take up this offer to go back? And she says, you know, what are they paying you? And he says, well, it's not about the money. And she says, what's it about then? And that's essentially the answer I'm going to give you here.
So you
need to see the movie. But look, the highlight of my year so far, and listeners might not even be aware of this, was actually seeing the hurling final between Cork and Tip in the Arc Cinema in Cork. 124 seats packed out, all red and white. Only about five people from Tip in the auditorium. One person from Tip beside me. And what a game, what a game. Absolutely the highlight.
And that was the venue that they used. So you'd be looking at using it as a large screen for those sort of events as well, thinking outside, not just having it in cinema.
You can charge for these things, but they did do a fundraiser for a local GA club called St. Finbar's. They charged €5. And then, of course, everybody filled up with popcorn and drinks. And it was a really, really good festive atmosphere. And when you see Hawkeye and playbacks on the big screen, like, it was just amazing, absolutely amazing. So, you know, we can do that here in Listowel. We can do it for local games and what have you, get involved in the community and all of that.
Yeah, because when you look at the big model of the huge Omniplex, I know some of them have been struggling since the pandemic. Cinema attendances are falling. But then there is that argument that smaller areas, more community-based, other events, like you said, adding the leisure centre. Is that a model? That's a model that could work, that would be valued by the local community to provide that service,
but not just the
cinema.
I take my hat off to the Arc Cinema Group, who are based in, they start out in Drogheda. They're part of the old Extravision chain of video stores around the country. And then they opened in Navan and they're in Wexford. They took over the Empire 7 screen in Ennis. And then they did a big redevelopment of the Gate screen in North Main Street in Cork. So, where you can actually have local management that gets involved in the local community, you can do a lot more things.
That's the way to go. Obviously. Okay. All right. Well, Tom, look, good luck. With any idea briefly, a timeline for when you might be up and running? I know it's a hard question to answer.
First things first, Jerry, we have to wait until the appeals process expires, which is the start of the races. And we will see then. But look, from my own point of view, next February is the 10th anniversary of the late Kieran Gleeson. And if people want to have an idea, that's where we're looking at the moment.
Okay. All right, Tom, we'll leave it there. Thanks a million for talking to us and good luck with it. That's Tom McKelly up there with us on the line. No problem. With the new Listowel Cinema Leisure Complex that is going to be developed in the old FCA building, the Slua Hall. If you have a view on that, get in touch.